Is it a social distance thing? Is it a shelter in place thing? Or is it a quarantine thing? Or is it a staycation? Whatever you want to call it, let's all choose to make the best of an uncertain situation. Make your home a stress-free place of relaxation while soaking in your own Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Right now, get 24 months no interest on approved credit. That's right, 24 months no interest when you buy from Tropical Fiberglass Pools. Bullfrog Spas are made in Utah. They're the most energy efficient and the most reliable spas in the industry, and they're perfect for your vacation rental. So let the relaxation specialists at Tropical Fiberglass Pools help you find the perfect spa or pool so you can turn your backyard into a staycation. Vacation Oasis. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas will come to you for a safe in-home consultation. Call 688-8797. That's 688-8797.
Recovery.
Listen to the Kate Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors, pointing at things. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. You want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists, or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Oh, I love election time. It's like the gift that just keeps on giving. Welcome to the show. I really appreciate you tuning in. And boy, we have a lot to say. And I mean a lot. I don't know how it could even be more. Anyway, so much to cover in today's show. And we'll have to get started because always on a Monday, we've usually had a weekend of just insanity, and then we launch into a Monday, and I don't even know where to begin, usually on a Monday. Do you, Uncle Milty?
I usually begin by puking.
Does that serve you well?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I've got Uncle Milty. I've got Eric Moutsos with us, too. And hi, Eric, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Excellent. And so much to... So an eventful weekend for sure. By the way, can I just tell you this week, we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny tomorrow. She is probably the expert on vaccines, what's in them, and COVID vaccines. She's probably the one that I would refer somebody to if they wanted to know the expert of the expert of the experts on vaccines. She's the one in the country. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be on tomorrow. Dinesh D'Souza, he'll be on Thursday, and he'll be great. I'm excited to have him again. This is like his fifth time on the show.
Yeah, and he's great.
He reached out over the weekend, and I'm like, yeah, because I actually had the Trump card ready to go to watch.
Yeah.
And so I watched it the other night. It's really, really good. So
I saw a clip of that.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really explosive.
I was going to watch it with my grandkids. They didn't show, so I haven't watched it yet, but I'll watch it tonight.
Oh, you got to watch it because he interviews the guy that... Well,
that's why I'm laughing.
He interviewed the guy that did stuff with Obama, and so it was it was interesting.
What kind of stuff, Kate?
You wonder why? I was wondering why this whole push.
Yeah.
At the same time with
right?
the whole LGBT stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just really fascinating.
Uh-huh.
And why?
Yeah. like lighting up the White House and all that. Yeah. And I loved how Dinesh was like, okay, so everybody heard of Stormy Daniels. Gee, nobody heard of Larry Sinclair, you know? And just the comparisons he made in the movie, I mean... And Larry's way more than forthcoming to tell you what he did to Obama. So that was interesting. Anyway, you might want to catch that Trump Card movie before he comes on Thursday. And if you have questions for him, let me know and I'll ask him when he's on the
air. Well, Obama's meaningless anyway. He's done a couple stumps things for Biden and nobody's there.
No, nobody. No. Boy, what a puppet. So there's that. And then Catherine Austin Fitz, November 6th. We also have Allison, the relationship guru that day. We have Investigator Dave on Friday. We have just so many guests coming up. It's just insane. And let's see, a couple of things. So over the weekend, can we just talk about this for a second? I got to address this because we had an eventful weekend. Ed Kennedy has dropped out as lieutenant governor under on the candidate scoring card under Madeline. Madeline's still running for governor, from what I understand.
That's the rumor right now. Uh-huh.
You know. So on Friday, because she didn't come forward and tell you about the fact that she lived in North Carolina for the last 5 years, but she didn't say that. So we had to come on the air and say that. And this was after last week talking about, you know, choices on the ballot and everything. So I felt like, because if I'm going to tell you, you know, well, here's some people you can vote for, if information comes out and I give the person, you know, the opportunity to come clean on that and they don't, then I have to come on air and do it. And so it kind of put us into a pretty precarious situation there, trying to understand what was going on and the fact that she wouldn't say much about this, mm-hmm. or at least address it, give us a reason, you know, whatever. So she didn't do that, Madeline, and she's running for governor. And so it came out all over the weekend. Boy, did it.
Yep.
Woo.
Well, that's when I gave my endorsement.
Yeah.
Which was at the same exact time. And then all of a sudden, all these things started flooding in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this?
And it was evidence that you couldn't overlook. So this wasn't hearsay. It was records of mortgages and addresses and all kinds of things. GoFundMe accounts.
A lot of people were angry with us for bringing that story out. And yet, if they had known what we had known and still said so little...
Mm-hmm.
All we addressed was the residency. We didn't address everything.
Well, and you were nice about it.
Yes.
We were really nice, I thought. I mean, I was really trying to be, you know, give her benefit of the doubt and, hey, you know, this is a problem. You have to address this to explain it to people because this would make you ineligible to run. And I didn't know this in August. Some people thought I knew this in August and sat on it. Oh, no. I would never do that. So we didn't find out about this until Wednesday Thursday.
Monday, I started looking into it. And
right.
I told you.
And then I jumped on probably Wednesday. So Thursday when we came on the show, we didn't have anything to say because we were still vetting stuff and I wanted to make sure before I said anything on air. So then Friday, we knew by Friday because I'd given her plenty of opportunities. Well, she blocked me and friended me on Facebook, blocked a bunch of people on Facebook that were trying to support her. And then her and her husband came out on the rampage, man. They were like, you know, coming after me, coming after anyone that spoke about this. All we were doing was trying to vet whether she was eligible or not. This wasn't like I was upset with one of her issues or I didn't like her or she keeps saying to people I met her in July or August. I didn't. I met her a month ago and that was it. I only met her the once. And so so there were a lot of things that people kept saying, like I was calling her harassed. I don't even have her phone number. Mm-hmm. I don't even have her phone number. So there was a lot of like lies and just things coming out. And I was trying to set the record straight on what was true, what wasn't. But the way that that they went about trying to attack everybody that was asking questions really bothered me. What was your take, Eric?
I came out and said, like, look, I know that she's probably not eligible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to vote for her because I want to send a message to Spencer Cox.
Yeah, like, we don't want Cox in there.
You don't have it all. Like, you don't have all the support you think you do.
Right.
But then all this information started to come out, right? And I made that post like, hey, even though this is the way it is, I'm still going to do this because I want to vote my conscience, yada, yada. And then sending me messages like about you, saying that all these people are good friends, kindly asked several times that she would have me on the show.
Nobody ever asked me to have her on the show.
And then, and then Michelle Bolter, who I highly respect in the political world,
because
she stands on principles, but she said, I met Michelle Bolter months ago at a homeschooling event and reached out to her early on for a campaign advice. She completely ignored my text and wouldn't acknowledge my existence. Okay. I have more on that, but I'm choosing to hold my tongue because I have compassion. Right. So now
we were like, that's not true.
So Michelle Bolter sends me a screenshot of a text conversation
between them. So she clearly answered her. She clearly answered was the point.
Hello, it's Madeline. We met at Staley Farm last week. I was wondering if I may speak with you at some point. Hours later. Hi, Madeline. Yes, we can talk. When? So they're communicating.
Yeah, I know.
So to me, it has nothing to do with whether she's eligible or not. It has everything to do with how she's now treating people
right.
on public forums, blocking people. I just shared this morning. Mm-hmm. I just shared Ed Kennedy's, you know, post. Yeah. I just said, hey, update.
Yeah.
Madeline unfriends me.
I know.
Yep.
You know what? I think we're seeing a lot of the fallout of the reaction, I think, is really what's bothering me the most, as it's bothering many.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's their problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And unfortunately, we were put in the position of saying, okay, well, we have to make sure the listeners understand what's going on so that we can, you know, make sure that when they cast that vote, they do so with all knowledge. I didn't even care if people still wanted to vote for her. I just wanted people to know that they were maybe throwing that vote away because of being disqualified. So.
Leaving this issue alone, let's say for a minute that she was elected to the governorship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she did something that her constituencies weren't happy with.
Right.
And they questioned her as now Madeline, the governor of Utah. And she behaved in this way.
Can you even imagine?
Can you imagine how that would go down?
Yeah.
The point is, we're going to hold Spencer Cox accountable like this. And the people, I mean, she was kind of the front runner of the write-in.
Right, right.
And so you have to answer these questions. I would have respect, hey, I thought I was eligible. I'm not. I'm still going to go on the ticket.
Right.
Because we want to send a message.
Right.
Great.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's.
And so it's kind of dumb that listeners are probably like, why are you guys even talking about it? Because she's not going to win anyway. Well, I think there's a principle to talk about this, to just say, hey, you have to.
One of the other things, too, for me was when we were delivering this info, we were suddenly the bad guy. And I wondered about that because I thought, are people really this way where shoot the messenger is real? It's like, hey, I was put in a position where I had to say something on the air because she wouldn't. And why aren't they blaming her and asking her questions? Why am I in the crossfire and Uncle Milty? It was just like,
I want to know. I want to know who, because I thought she lived here, right?
Uh-huh.
Most people did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to know who moves to Utah.
Yep.
Either late 2019 or 2020.
Barely hangs the drapes and is running for governor.
All of a sudden, governor.
Yeah, that's doesn't make sense.
This has been a really good teaching moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really good learning moment.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
We have to remember that no matter how much we love our candidates, they have to be vetted.
Yep, so
they
true.
They have to be vetted.
Yep. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard.
Welcome back. A little Billy Joel for you. Welcome back to the show. And by the way, make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. I love my hot tub, you know that. And in the fall, it is the most beautiful thing to sit in a nice warm hot tub. And I just feel like you're escaping it all, like you're on a vacation you're not on. I love it. It's awesome. So make sure you get one and highly recommend. And go to Tropical. They have 40 years experience. They're amazing people. They will help you. They totally understand every situation. Go in, figure out how you're going to go get one. And the Bullfrog hot tub is just amazing. Well built, lasts forever. And different seating heights, also different jet packs that you can get, different delivery system for the jets. It's amazing. So what are you waiting for? I don't know what you're waiting for. Get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool and Spa. Let's go ahead. We'll take a caller. Sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I wasn't able to listen last week.
Oh, okay.
I have a couple of questions and amendments.
Oh, sure. The amendments always vote no, pretty much. But this time around, for sure, vote no. Because all of them, there are some that look nice, like the hunting one. Yes, even the hunting one is a bait and switch. They're usually bait and switches.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yep. Don't vote for them, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Vote against them. Yep. That's my advice. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
You bet. You bet. All right. Welcome back to the show. We were just chatting. And, you know, I don't like to see... I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I truly do. And I also don't like to see candidates where I have to say something on the air and be the fall guy for that, like Uncle Milty and I were on Friday. We don't love doing that. That is not what we're here for. I don't want to be here for that. I want them to just come out and talk about their situation and talk to their voters and say, this is what's going on. But that wasn't the case on Friday. There were three pieces of just pretty damning information that Madeline didn't meet the residency requirement. The residency requirement in the handbook looks vague, but it also right underneath the paragraph, in parentheses, it points to a portion of the Utah Constitution that spells out that preceding an election, you must have a 5-year residency requirement in order to apply for governor. Mm-hmm. Now keep this in mind that every single state in the union has this. It's either 7 years, 5 years, and every single one of the statutes in America, in all the states, say preceding the election, not picking and choosing like 5 years you can randomly put together. Like I was 3 and 4 years old and 7 and 8 years old.
It's actually smart. It's a good thing to have.
It is, because you want to make sure and bring, you know, if you're gonna run for governor, that means you're identifying problems that you want to solve. You better know what those problems are.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you haven't lived here, you don't know that. But if you notice, the statute also makes it so that you have to skip, no matter when you move here, you have to skip one election before you can be in that 5-year time frame.
Yeah.
It's done that way on purpose.
It is. It is. So it's very, very clear in the Utah Constitution on qualifications. And this is why we just wanted her to be honest, because I didn't want people voting and then have the vote cast out or something happen where people weren't aware of that.
Well, it's the fact that she's saying I'm eligible.
Yes.
When she knows that she isn't.
Right. That was the problem we were having. Yeah. And we just want.
And Ed Kennedy did
he dropped
excellent.
Out.
He mm-hmm. did the right thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, he did the right thing, because the problem is people are listening to her. They trust her.
Right.
So when
she
says I'm eligible, but then continues to go, I don't know if she's raising money. I don't know what she's doing.
Right.
People are going to be like, wait, you knew that you weren't eligible?
Yeah.
And Ed Kennedy knew that. And so he did the right thing, which is, I'm sure it was incredibly hard on him.
Sure. Yeah. And people trust Ed too.
Yeah, they do.
So that's going to make a difference.
They do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm really happy with Ed Kennedy too. I think he's done a great job. He showed grace. He didn't throw anybody under the bus. He just laid out, you know, what the situation was, and he bowed out. And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that disturbed me most about this situation, and I didn't know I had people telling me, well, no, I guess it came up in August on the show or something.
No. It just we found out last week that she had been questioned by other people. We didn't know this all the way clear back to August, and she never answered this residency question. So she knew. It wasn't like a big shock. Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I didn't know any of it until like Saturday.
Yeah.
And the thing that disturbs me most at this point
mm-hmm.
is the arrogance and the ugliness that anybody would question, and then they were responded with just ugliness. And it showed me this person doesn't know that a write-in campaign is very different from a traditional campaign. You can't do it the way you would a traditional campaign and dismiss people, be dismissive of, of criticism.
Right.
Because you're asking people to go an extra step to vote for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're asking for effort.
Yeah.
So you'd better be sure you know your stuff, you know what you're asking, you know who you're asking. And if there's a problem, you fix it and you fix it quick.
Yep.
And if it turns out you have to bow out, then you bow out gracefully and come back in a couple of years.
I agree. Yep. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. And it wasn't like we were, see, the problem is we have Spencer Cox, who's horrific. Horrific in every single way you could imagine. It's like voting Romney in again, okay? None of us want Cox in there. I don't know anyone that does. I think Cox has a horrible, horrible reputation. He's an awful lieutenant governor. He loves the lockdowns. He will throw Trump under the bus any 5 seconds he can and get away with it. He lies. I'm not comfortable with Cox. And so people are like, well, now what do we do? I don't know. Now, to me, the building is burning, right? So we have a problem with personal freedom. Our biggest threat right now is our freedom, because we're probably going into another lockdown with this, and they're going to keep this ruse going. And Governor Herbert is one of the most despicable governors I can think of in eras. Anyway, he is running the ruse, and now we are stuck in the state of emergency perpetually forever because we have a spineless Congress that won't go after him, spineless legislature. So that if the House is burning, that's my biggest issue on the ballot. And at least I know the IAP understands that. They're the only ones on the ballot, I think, that get it, because I know the Democrat doesn't get it. So if I have to go with a vote, I'm probably going to go IAP only because of the freedom issue. Because at least they don't believe in the mandates, the lockdown of businesses and things like that. And right now, I think it's our biggest thing. There might be some other disagreements I have, but to me, that's the biggest issue. So people are like, what do we do? I'm like, well, I don't know. I could never cast a vote for Cox, so I can't do that. I know that's out.
Think about all the votes that went in for Madeline this last week.
Oh, man.
Thousands.
I know. It just makes me sick. It makes me sick. Literally sick to my stomach.
They actually, we don't know yet.
I wish I would have known sooner.
Could be enough that she maybe could have gotten Cox out of there.
I don't know.
It's hard to say, but...
I don't know. I mean, there's enough disdain for Cox.
Huntsman wouldn't even do it.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason that's why he didn't do it was because it was going to cost him probably $4 million.
Yeah.
And that's at a probably 95% chance to lose still.
Right.
And so
yes, we didn't know about this in August. I want to make that clear, because people are thinking we did and we sat on it. No, absolutely not. I only knew this information for 24 hours. And then I came on the air to tell people because I couldn't
and
sit
then
there.
When I did my little endorsement, it got it had like a lot of engagements. And then all of a sudden the info came into me and I was like,
I know. You're just like, oh, I hate this. And so that's where we kind of stand, to be honest.
Yep.
I had just heard that people were asking her in August and she wouldn't answer. So this was something that, to me, was a little bit more premeditated. She knew this was an issue, but would not answer it. And there's absolute proof. She was in North Carolina moving in February to Colorado. And she was on a big news story with, I think, a GoFundMe account because her trailer and car were stolen.
Which they got back.
Yeah, they got back.
All the heirlooms were missing, though.
Anyway, so this was a big, huge news story done by ABC in North Carolina. And this is why it was sort of irrefutable. I mean, it was in the story itself in February. So there was no way to, I mean, it was like right in front of our faces. There's no way to, this was not an opinion by us or a theory or anything like that. It was already out there, the information.
I think the major lesson of all this is do not early vote.
Yeah, stop early voting. Why is it a to-do list checkmark thing? Yeah. Come on, let's
vote
wait
on election
until the election
day like we did for hundreds of years.
Right, it's true though. I mean, you really do need to wait because. And by the way, people were saying this was an October surprise. No, it was not. An October surprise means that the other camp is coming out with information. This is not the other camp. This was her supporters asking her a legitimate question that she refused to answer.
All of these supporters like had their profiles, Madeline.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes. And so this was not an October surprise. This was information finally coming out, which
needed to be accountable for page, a group that had over 3,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last night, she was blocking everybody out of there. Anyone who said, hey, so what about this residency?
Yeah, because this is a news article from ABC. Can you at least answer why you lived in North Carolina and why you were moving, And then there were different stories told to a lot of different people as to why she was in North Carolina. When I started seeing all the different stories come in, then I got more worried because I was like, wow, there's four different stories here being told. So somebody's trying to evade what's going on.
She had a real instigator working too, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
He was real instigator. He got real nasty with people.
Right, right.
And maybe she listened to him.
I don't know.
Oops,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have 1 minute.
Well, I'd like to mention there's another couple running for governor on a libertarian ticket here in our state. Mm-hmm. Libertarians don't support any welfare at all for illegals, unlike the Republicans and Democrats.
Yep.
And they don't support government schooling, which is socialized education.
Right.
So I hope you'll consider that and maybe even have him on your show before the
election. You got it. I think I actually talked about him. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. You're right. Thank you.
Caught him short.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. That's so true. So there's that too. There's another option there. Anyway, there's some options. So anyway, and it's all up to you. And I just hate that we had to actually out this info. I hate that. I really do. It's not something I want to be put in position for because I knew that I'd be dragged into that. I don't want to be, to tell you the truth. It's not my hill to die on.
You have to be.
Yeah, it's just not my hill to die on. So I don't.
It's over with.
Well, I hope. I can't imagine the state with Cox, Spencer Cox. It makes me physically. It makes my stomach turn that he would be our governor, and I can't even say that enough. It makes my stomach turn that people don't understand him and don't get what he's about. And he's the worst person that we could put in office in our state right now. And I'm sad that might be the case. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about a film premiere coming up this weekend. Also, I'll take some calls. I want to talk about IHC. I want to explain to you the truth about what's going on because they're telling so many lies right now. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. And thank you, Billy Joel, and the song Honesty. Really appreciate you. Anyway, welcome back. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. Got Eric Moutsos. Got
me.
You.
The guy here over in the corner. Been here seven years.
My brain is so tired right now. I can't even tell you. You. We got you over there.
Yes, me.
Thank you, Uncle Melty. There was just an article. I have to tell you the headline. Just let me tell you the headline really fast. Thank you, Salt Lake Tribune, for being so dishonest once again. Here's the headline. Utah's hospitals prepare to ration care as a record of number of coronavirus patients flood their ICUs. I can't even express to you what a lie this is. Now, let me tell you what's really going on, because when you get into the article, because this is what it said, Utah's hospitals prepare to ration care. This is a national headline today. Guess what it says on the second paragraph? That's the prediction of Greg Bell, president of Utah Hospital Association, who's just about to merge with Sanford, a very big outfit for, they're about to merge the two together. And so I just wanted you guys to know that because it was based and confronted Governor Gary Herbert on Thursday with a grim list, criteria they propose doctors should use if they're forced to decide which patients can stay, which patients can go. Oh, my gosh. I can write a better soap opera than this. I can. And feed this delusion.
No wonder the Tribune's broke.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's so bad that they're literally saying something as truth and putting, we predicted this. Or we're predicting this. If it happens. This is what they did months ago as well. Here's the truth about IHC. They did a massive layoff. A massive layoff during COVID.
Yep.
Even with their little tents outside, right? They put up all these tents and said, this is for the people that are coming, even though we don't even have a case. And then they took cases from out of state. They laid people off. They put a hiring freeze on. When they put the hiring freeze on, that means they have fewer employees to work with. And then they come out and say, we're overwhelmed because of COVID, because our poor employees are sad. And they're just sad.
Somebody, as soon as this started happening a couple weeks ago, someone called and recorded the lady that answered and said, are you guys overwhelmed? She's like, no,
they're not overwhelmed, not even in the least.
And I doubt if it's really means anything, but all these decisions made by the board of directors include the mayor.
Oh yeah. Mayor Pike.
Yeah.
Yep. He works there. Yeah. So love the lies. Just keep the lies coming, IHC. It's really pathetic. In June, they came out and said they had 89 beds. And now today, they're saying they can't disclose how many, but they're full. And that means the 32 are full. Anyway, you guys, the lies are... I'm so embarrassed. I'm just embarrassed for them.
Well, people don't know why, but they get money.
They get money.
Every time there's someone in the hospital.
In ICU, especially.
They get money.
Yes.
A lot of money.
Yes, they do.
Well, the problem is that the health department reports that there's 22 people in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
They don't separate whether they're ICU or not. They just say 21 people in the hospital.
And then
so how can 32 beds be full in ICU?
And if we're in such a pandemic, why is the U of U sending out letters to test healthy people for $30?
Yeah. Wow. And this,
Come on, we'll give you a gift card for $30 and we'll test
it. Exactly. The incentive, money incentive.
With all the false positives.
And then the numbers are going up. Who is going up? What numbers are going up? Those that are masked every single day in school, college and high school and intermediate, all the way down to kindergarten, right? Those are the numbers that are going up, are the people wearing the masks. And they came out and said, with this newest study, 85% of those marked with COVID have been wearing the mask every day. So I just wanted to let everyone know on that, too. Tell us about this. Let's switch gears for a second, because I can't stand the line from IHC, but it's pathetic. Oh, my gosh. We're being driven into a lockdown faster than people realize.
The 30th?
Yes.
This Friday, we are having the exclusive live premiere of Non-Essential, our documentary we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show the hypocrisy of Utah government.
Okay.
It's going to hopefully bring hope to people to understand their rights. Most people don't understand their rights.
You're right.
And that we, the people, are the answer to this mess.
Okay.
And so we're going to be playing it. The premiere is going to be at Fiddler's Movie Theater in Cedar City. And that's Sadie Pulsifer's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a write-in candidate for school board.
October 30th. At 7 p.m., but the doors open at 3 p.m. for kids because there's going to be a haunted house, bounce houses.
Awesome.
Pumpkin patch.
It's up
arcade.
In Cedar City.
Yep.
On Friday?
Yep.
On Friday.
So you have to come to this. It's going to be the best Halloween event in the state.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, my gosh.
And you don't have to wear a mask.
No masks. Please don't.
If you want to, whatever.
Yeah.
That's your costume.
Yeah, I love it.
And so, yeah.
I'm going to go as a free American and not wear one, but you can wear... can wear one. It's fine.
I'm going to wear a mask.
And you can watch
a Frankenstein.
You can watch the trailer at nonessentialfilm.com.
Nonessentialfilm.com.
That's right.
Okay. Nonessentialfilm.com. You can watch the trailer. Go up there. What time does it begin?
The movie's at 7, but the doors open at 3 p.m. for all the kids. There's going to be candy.
That's really great.
Games.
I love it.
Train.
If you want a nice, fun family event the night before Halloween.
Yep.
Friday night, this is the event to go to, and I love that you guys are doing this. And it's a good film because it really does. It goes through what, you know, we're going into another lockdown. I wish people realized
this. And it exposes Herbert in Utah County without a mask because I got that first video.
Oh, that's right.
And so we're going to play that. We're going to play that and show.
Yeah.
You know, because if,
the hypocrisy.
If we're in such a pandemic,
right.
Why is he on stage for 30 minutes hugging and shaking hands and wiping his nose?
Right. With no mask. And Spencer Cox, all the pictures he's taken around employees and events with no, absolutely zero mask on.
And that's how it should look.
Yes.
Except they're going to force our children.
Except he told everybody, and I quote, wear the damn mask, right? Didn't he say that? Spencer Cox, the awful Spencer Cox. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, you know. Hey. It's been one for the books. Go ahead.
I know it's been one for the books, and I know you had a weekend for the books. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your professional journalism abilities.
Oh.
You are the standard of what people should be following.
Oh, that's
especially on,
sweet.
Like, this Kat Kazington. I can't pronounce her name.
Madeline
Kazanthus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom and my brother already cast her book for her, but I caught it in time through your research not to cast my vote for, where she's ineligible and she will not answer questions. So please keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I know it's
tough roads ahead, but we need you guys more than ever. So please keep doing what you're doing. And I appreciate everything you guys do.
Oh, that was really, really nice. Thank you so much. I just want to in turn appreciate Uncle Milty, Eric, everybody that... Michelle Bolter, all those people that really, truly, we want all the right things. We just want the truth, and we just want, you know, like you out there, you just want the truth. And I really appreciate those sentiments. Thank you. And really appreciate Uncle Milty, too, because he does a lot of research, too. People don't realize that he's putting himself out there, too. And it's just so frustrating. And so thank you. Thank you. And Eric as well. Sounds like a really good film. I love that. I'm excited about this film because I think people need to know their rights.
We got the first concert off.
The first concert in the country.
Colin Ray, how it was canceled.
Yep.
The hypocrisy. We can't do a concert, but Lagoon's open.
Yeah.
We can't have a concert in Grantsville, but the BMX is open.
Yes.
And then Paul Cousins stepped up, and he was a true leader.
Hold on, caller. I absolutely agree with you. We can have meetings in public buildings where you don't discuss religion, but you can't have a religion offering in a building.
Right.
It's insanity.
You can have a party, though.
You can have a party, though. You can be on stage, too.
Yep,
so, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
How you guys doing?
Good. Go right ahead.
This is old Joe. I haven't talked in a while.
Yeah.
Has there been any discussion on your program of late regarding the Webb Hill development plans?
No, but we need to. But there hasn't been yet. So we'll definitely address that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a planning commission meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. City Hall. They're going to have another meeting. And this is going to be a real mess if they ever decide to start blasting up there and whatever else. It's just going to be a real mess. That land should be left alone.
Okay,
people
I agree.
People moved up there for that reason. You got trails up there and all that type of thing.
Right.
And it's going to be a mess.
5 p.m. tomorrow. Okay.
City Hall. Maybe they can talk a land swap like was done years and years ago.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks. There's just so many issues going on right now. Tomorrow night, County Council.
On the bright side, it's not low-income housing that they want to build up to.
Gosh. We're inundated right now with low-income housing. I hope people realize the truth about that. Everybody thinks, oh, that's nice. That's nice. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's not. Go really look at the issue. So much. Let's see here. Ed Kennedy dropped out as lieutenant governor under Madeline. Madeline, I think, is still going strong. Who knows? I just wish they'd confront it head on. Not one word about North Carolina.
Right.
Not publicly. They will not address it. They'll just keep throwing slinging arrows at everybody else, but they will not address North Carolina.
And then be the victim.
I don't like the victim card. That sucks. I hate that. I hate when people play it. So there's that. And I just wish she'd just come out and just be clear about North Carolina. She'd probably get some respect if she did that, but it's the refusal to do that that bothers me the most. But maybe that had to come out so, you know, people could understand and see where we're at with that certain candidate. So I don't know. You guys, I'm with you, though, is that there, you know, the options are tough. And I understand. I'm right there with you. And I wish that Cox didn't think he had this in the bag. And I don't know what else to do about that. Because
the cake was baked long ago.
I know it was.
When Spencer Cox's
just like
dad
yeah.
met with Governor Herbert. Governor Herbert had already picked a lieutenant governor. And then all of a sudden there was this meeting with Spencer Cox and Spencer Cox's dad with Governor Herbert. Next day, Spencer Cox is lieutenant governor.
Jeez. This makes me sick. He makes me physically ill. Like, I can't.
And he was just a representative.
I know.
He just went boop, boop, boop.
Oh, I know. He was ordained. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Senator Hatch ordaining Romney, Utah's boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then Deseret News puts out 71 articles about Romney promoting him as Utah's son. And I was like, and I actually asked Deseret News about this. They didn't have an answer.
I am so glad Romney didn't win presidency.
Oh, gosh, me too. And the more the truth comes out, it just makes me sick. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I hate to do this to you, but what the heck? I'm looking at the alternatives to Cox.
Uh-huh.
And from the one I've been listening to, this Madeline has got a lot of ink before all this dirt come out, mm-hmm. or badness, or whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it. Mm-hmm. So you can have five different people to vote for in place of Cox. All that means is you're going to split the vote up five ways.
Mm-hmm.
You think, I just want your opinion here, I'm not going to hold you to nothing,
right.
but does Madeline have enough, if anybody's listening here also, do you think she's already got enough votes or support before the dirt come out to get more votes than the Libertarian Party candidates or the IAT or the Democrats? If so, I'll put her on there, and maybe there'll be a scandal, and we'll have another election.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't. Well, it wouldn't result in that. They'll go after the top getter of the.
No,
Cox would still get it.
Yeah.
If the fraudulent voting, which is what it is now, if it can be shown that it actually affected the election.
Yeah.
And who the winner turned out to be, it could cause another election. But it would have to prove that
it would have to be substantial.
Affected the winner.
Yeah. It would have to be substantial. Yeah.
And that's why Huntsman didn't even do it.
Yeah.
Because he knew that it wasn't, he would be against the mainstream media. The media, including the not only the D News, but the Tribune, are on Cox's side.
Yeah.
And so
I'm just not a fan of Huntsman either. But yeah.
But I mean, even
what's your opinion about the public in general? The media is not necessarily in lockstep with the public, even here in Utah.
Oh, no, they're awful.
So does Cox have a lot of support with the general public who think he's nice?
No.
Is there a lot of distaste?
No.
There's a lot of fraud going on with the media supporting him and trying to show support for him, just like they're doing for Biden right now. That's exactly what's going on. Yeah. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Yeah, there's a lot of fraud in media. Mainstream media is horrid. Horrid excuse for anything. And yep, they're bolstering him they only write nice little cute articles about him. They won't actually question anything that he's doing, and he's a Romney. Cox is a Romney. If you want the Romney, if you want the little betrayer backstabber, I guess you vote for Cox, I guess. Anyway, Eric, thank you. Film on Friday night, and Uncle Milty, we'll be right back with Dr. Pesta. Don't go anywhere.